After winning a record fifth term in office on Tuesday, Boston Mayor Thomas Menino is getting back to work and is promising bold new initiatives to tackle the city's problems. Mayor Menino joins us now on the phone to talk about what comes next. Mayor, good morning and congratulations.
Good morning, Bob. Thank you for having us on the air once again.
Now that you know you're in again, what's the top priority for the Menino administration in the next 4 years?
Well, the next 4 years are going to be difficult years. I look at the financial situation of the city, with local aid being cut, revenues down, and how we continue to deliver services to the people of Boston. That'll be one of my top priorities. Education, of course, we'll continue to work on the agenda of improving education, not for some of our kids in Boston, all our kids, creating jobs. I mean, that's the greatest thing we can do in our society today is create jobs, get the economy moving once again. There's many issues that I have out there, and a lot of it's restructuring to some of the programs we have as city government because we have to do it more effectively and more efficiently.
Let's take a few of those priorities one by one if we can. What would you like to do most for Boston schools?
I'm really bullish on the Boston public schools. I think teachers do a good job, but there's some issues we have to do when it comes to educating our children. More flexible school days, flexible programming, things like that. I think it's important. After-school programs are very important. How do we educate all our children? That's a top priority of mine. It's going to be a top priority of Superintendent Carol Johnson's, and we're going to move that agenda forward.
You said in this economy, the fiscal challenge, keeping the city's head above water will dominate. Will there be city layoffs ahead? What are you going to have to do?
I can't predict anything yet. I'm still waiting for the numbers to come from the governor. Is there any local aid cuts? He made some grant cuts the other day on the Shannon Grant and homeless programs that we have, and they fit into our city budget. Shannon Grant, youth violence, and how do we give kids opportunities? Homeless programs, how do we keep people healthy when they're homeless? How do we give them opportunities to get back on the main street? And those are some of the things. Then we have to look at what's going to happen on the 9C cuts for localities in our state, and that's going to be very difficult.
What do you envision doing in order to create jobs, to create new employment for city residents?
We're going to be very aggressive when it comes to retaining jobs and also bringing new jobs into our city. And that's one of my mantras the next year or so, that how we continue to create new jobs in Boston. Life sciences is a growth industry for us, and how we continue to work with the healthcare suppliers we have in Boston. We're one of the greatest healthcare suppliers. But how do we continue to make them, encourage them to grow and thrive in our city?
Do you see the job creation task as more aimed at trying to find blue-collar jobs for city workers or bringing more white-collar workers into the city?
I think the blue-collar jobs are still there, but not as plentiful as they were. And those blue jobs are going to become green jobs, like the environmental services. How do you make the train people for the environmental services when they're green? Also, re-instructing some of the employees and how to do it in a green way instead of the old way.
When we spoke last week just ahead of Election Day about some of the things you've not yet been able to accomplish, you said, yes, perhaps I didn't take enough risks. And I notice in this morning's Boston Globe you've evolved that thought by saying, I hope to take more risks on some of the things we have to deal with. Would you mind naming one thing that you're thinking about along those lines to help us understand what you mean?
Well, we're looking at the way city service delivered, some of the duplication of efforts, and some of them aren't very politically wise to do, but the politics is behind me, and now I've got the mandate from the people of Boston to do some things differently. Public works, transportation, some of those inspectional services. How do we do it differently? How do we work together with different agencies? How do we use more technology?
Can you tell me one thing you learned from a voter during this campaign that made you say to yourself, I got to do that. I have to make that specific change?
Yeah, one of the things I learned, our numbers are down when it comes to the major crimes, homicides. I learned that during the campaign a lot about the small little crimes that really bother people. We always focus on the homicides, the other major crimes we have, but the little ones in the neighborhoods, somebody loses their flower pot in front of the house, that really bothers people in the neighborhoods. That says like they violated their presence, and we want to continue to work on those issues.
Finally, Mayor, let me ask you, do you feel daunted or invigorated by the challenges ahead?
Oh, I think that I'm invigorated. I've met a lot of challenges in my time, but I think there's a lot more challenges ahead of us. It's going to be much more difficult than anybody even can imagine, I think, with the economy not recovering as quickly as people thought it would. And I think that we have to deal with these problems because people in the neighborhoods expect us to deliver.
Boston Mayor Thomas Bonino, thanks a lot for speaking with us today.
Thank you, Bob. Thank you.